The gospel needs men in the pulpit who know how to fight. The pulpit needs men trained in spiritual warfare, not how to perform a choreographed interpretive dance to some girly tune. Come out from among them, brothers. Their sharp teeth are the better to devour you with. Social justice, communism, critical race theory. These are all ways to destroy a nation. Hey, there's a longer conversation to have here than I'm going to lay out today. But of interest to me here at this moment is the forecasted danger of social justice and critical race theory within the church. I simply want to put out here as an early warning of the grave sickness within the Southern Baptist Convention. Now understand this. I'm speaking more like a weatherman in Southern Idaho. To give the forecast at this time of the year is pretty simple. Usually, today's weather forecast will be sunny and hot. Tomorrow's forecast will be much like today. But next Tuesday, hey, there's a 3% chance of an isolated thunderstorm somewhere. After all is said and done, weather in Southern Idaho is a simple four-season climate. That's part of why we like living here. The hot days come every year, but they don't last very long. The rains come a few times a year, but they will stop eventually. The snow will fly early and late sometimes, but it will all melt soon. This may be how the Southern Baptist Convention might be described, like a weatherman's job in Southern Idaho, allegorically speaking. However, there is something fundamentally wrong today. This is not to say that every local independent church in the Southern Baptist Convention has been drinking this social justice and critical race theory Kool-Aid. It is looking more like someone has come in unnoticed. They came in with the familiar language. They began doing things to the foundation of the convention of churches that God has from time to time used for great advancements of the gospel and protections of the inerrancy of Scripture. Left uncorrected, things may move along for decades like nothing has happened, until one day we all wake up and say things like, "How did we even get here?" Well, may God grant us wisdom today to ask, "Why does the SBC actor have such big ears?" Or say, "My, what sharp teeth you have." I know, I'm somewhat mixing my metaphors now, but stick with me, please. Let me get to the chase. This summer, I attended the Southern Baptist Convention in Anaheim, California. On the last day of the convention, as all messengers entered the meeting hall, we found an advertisement for a website, www.unifysbc.org. Within a short time, a video was played. Now, don't get me started on how much time was wasted at these meetings to show short video clips to market programs. This video, within a few moments, began to sound like another social justice program, soft core critical race theory, the trappings of socialism and communism. Mind you, the familiar language of the Bible was indeed highlighted, but a close examination of the content was really what was being highlighted. My, what sharp claws you have, Grandma. This is not your historic biblical SBC. The SBC actor, who is a known plagiarist, wants the SBC to trust him. Coming this fall, the website claims. That's just a month away, isn't it? What is this highly anticipated new program for Southern Baptist? I'm being told not to be worried about it. Yet, we don't even really know what it's all about. It's being promoted as, quote, an innovative movement of Southern Baptist churches working toward racial unity together so the world will encounter the hope of Christ. Unquote. I'm sorry, friends, but an innovative movement so the world will encounter the hope of Christ is just too risky of language for this pastor to trust. There is currently no information anywhere about this promising, new, innovative movement of Southern Baptist churches. It's like we're being told to adopt the bill, and then when we pass the bill, we can learn later what's in the bill. I say, no thank you. And I urge all my SBC pastor friends to reject whatever comes from this unifysbc.org movement. The gospel never needs innovation. The advancement of the saving gospel of Jesus the Christ relies on faithfulness, not innovation. The gospel needs men in the pulpit who know how to fight. The pulpit needs men trained in spiritual warfare, not how to perform a choreographed interpretive dance to some girly tune. Come out from among them, brothers. Their sharp teeth are the better to devour you with.